Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
Everything that the enemy is attacking in your life right now, he is attacking to get your faith. Your faith is a valuable commodity. Your faith moves God. Your faith shakes heaven. Your faith rebukes the devil. Your faith rebukes diseases. Your faith gives you courage. Your faith gives you confidence. Your faith reaches in the spirit. Your faith snatches the promises. Your faith embraces the word of God. It is your faith. Is there anybody in here that's got faith?
This is the Potter's Touch.
Greetings to you in Christ's name. I'm delighted and excited to share a series that I believe will impact your life in a very powerful and profound way. We're going to be talking about faith as a perspective. To understand it is very, very important. Do you only define faith as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen? And even if you do, what does that mean in your everyday life? We're going to take a look at this word and begin to understand how God can change your perspective. If he can change your perspective, it will change your reality. Let's take a look at the word of God and see what God has to say about faith being a perspective. I want to suggest to you this morning that faith is a perspective. That faith is a perspective. And the other thing that I want to share with you, and I'm going to make this clear as I go along, I'm going to use a term, the community of faith. And when I use the term the community of faith, generally it is used in a global sense when you're dealing with secular people and they want to pull out a segment of the community that is faith-based. They call it a community of faith. It's a very ecumenical statement that refers to all the diversity that exists within that community of faith. But I want to use it in a different context. I want to tell you in your soul, in your heart, in your life, faith lives in there, but it doesn't live alone. It doesn't live alone. There's a whole community around your faith. So I don't care how faith-filled you are, your faith is not holding down that block by itself. Right across the street is Brother Doubt. And down on the corner is Sister Fear. And then three doors down is Sister Anxiety. And Aunt Depression lives over the garage. She's got a small apartment over there. All of them live in the community of faith. When you walked in the door, you brought the whole gang with you. When you get in the car, you bring it. Now, some people will get on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, and they will act like they have no doubt. But there is let me tell you something. Every person in this room has some level of doubt. Every person in this room has some level of fear. Every person in this room has some level of anxiety. Every person in this room has to fight some level of depression. All of that stuff lives in the neighborhood. And depending on what happens that day, what you read, what you heard, what you confronted, how you react to that. Our goal as we preach the word of God to you is to gradually regentrificate the neighborhood until faith begins to dominate and take control over the neighborhood one house at a time. We are taking over the community. Till you start walking by faith, talking by faith, living by faith, thinking by faith, raising your family by faith, doing business by faith, facing adversities by faith, trusting in God. And I don't care what else you do. You can sing and you can cry until your face looks like a rainbow. But if you don't have faith when you get through crying, it doesn't do anything at all. You can live clean as a whistle. I mean, so you can live so holy your breath doesn't stink in the morning. But it still doesn't mean you got a breakthrough that's pretty holy, isn't it? Yeah, but it doesn't mean if you don't have faith, righteousness apart from faith will not get the job done in your life. if there's only one thing that you needed to survive in this world and survive in the kingdom and survive in God, is to simply, Jesus said it better than I can, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith. Not just have faith, but have faith in God. Having faith in God. I have faith in God when I don't have faith in me. Sometimes God pulls me out of stuff and it's just like pulling a bag of trash out of the garage. I said, Lord, you sure ain't pulling nothing, but I'm glad you're pulling me out. It's not because I'm righteous. It's not because I'm perfect. It's not because I'm holy. It's not because I prayed all day. It's not none of that. Just your goodness, your mercy, your kindness, your love. You brought me out. Glory to God. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? So you got to understand then that this faith thing is real important. I don't care what church you go to. I don't care how nice it is. I don't care how posh it is. If you don't have faith, you're not doing nothing. You're not doing it. You can join all the auxiliaries. You can pay all your tithes and give all your offerings. But your Christian experience is built on faith. And you have to possess faith in your soul. And if there's one thing that the devil is constantly after, he's after your faith. Oh, bless his name. He's after your faith. I've heard people say the devil's trying to get my car and the devil's after my house and the devil's after my mortgage payment. The devil's after my marriage. The devil don't want your husband. Well, why does he attack all of that stuff? He attacks that stuff to get to your faith. Everything that the enemy is attacking in your life right now, he is attacking to get your faith. Your faith is a valuable commodity. Your faith moves God. Your faith shakes heaven. Your faith rebukes the devil. Your faith rebukes diseases. Your faith gives you courage. Your faith gives you confidence. Your faith reaches in the spirit. Your faith snatches the promises. Your faith embraces the word of God. It is your faith. Is there anybody in here that's got faith? I'm not one of these people that tells people not to take medication. I think you ought to take whatever you need if you need it. I believe that when God heals you, he'll heal you to the point that the doctor bears witness to the healing. Jesus healed the lepers, but he still sent them to show yourself to the priests. He said, go show yourself to the priest. So what Jesus did for them was not intimidated by medicine. He told them, go show yourself to the priest, because the priests in Jesus, they had to declare you clean. So Jesus didn't just heal the lepers and just tell them, just go on walking anywhere. He says, go on, get a checkup. Then you really heal. So away with this. I'm not taking my medication. I'm walking by faith. Take it till you don't need it. When you don't need it, the doctor will have to admit. Maybe God is using the sickness to witness to the doctor. Maybe God is using your sickness to witness to the doctor. And if you don't go back and get the report, then the doctor can't find out that Jesus is Lord. You knew Jesus was Lord before you ever got sick. I'm going to talk to you about faith this morning. I'm going to talk to you about faith. Glory to God. Shake hands with somebody and tell them faith is a perspective. See, when the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and that it is the evidence of things not seen, it is talking about how faith works on the outside. That it is the substance of the thing that you hope for. It is the ingredients that makes up the end game of what you're trying to get. It's telling you it is the evidence of things not seen. When I say faith is a perspective, I'm talking about it is a selection that you have to choose on the inside. That you can walk in faith or you can walk in fear. You can walk in faith or you can walk in depression. You can walk in faith or you can walk in confusion. You have to choose to walk by faith. God is not going to come down here, burglarize your house and make you walk in faith. Lift your foot up and walk in. He's not going to do it. You have to choose to walk by faith. I guarantee you right now, there's not a person in this room that is not severely up under demonic attack. severely from the bishop to the back door. There's not a person in this room that is not severely up under satanic attack. And the enemy just didn't start the attack when you ran into problem. He'd been plotting on you all your life. He was plotting on you before you even got here. He was plotting on you in the house you were born into. He's been after you all of your life. And the only way you're going to make it, the only way you're going to survive, the only way you're going to get through life and all the things that life does to you is walk by faith. Ah, if you don't walk by faith, you're not going to be able to do it. It is a lot easier to sing about it and preach about it and teach about it than it is to walk in it. Because I need my faith the strongest when my fear is the loudest. That's why coming to church is important. It's important. It's very important. And I'm going to tell you why it's important. It's your only time to fight the enemy on his turf. What do you mean by on his turf? Every other way you're fighting him, you are fighting him through tangibles. Here you are being armed with weapons that are not carnal, so you can do spiritual warfare.
Still to come on The Potter's Touch.
God can't lie. It is the one thing that it said it was impossible for him to do. It is impossible for God to lie. And he says, when you believe me, it means that you have tapped into my character.
When others around you tell you, good enough is just fine. But something inside you knows that God has called you to greater. You must think yourselves clear. It's time for creative leaders to emerge and recharge. Register today for the International Pastors and Leadership Conference, April 21st through the 23rd, 2016, at pastorsandleaders.org.
We are in Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. One thing is clear. We know who he is writing to. He is writing to Jews, Hebrew children that are being converted, whose whole religion, for the most part, was built on sacraments, ordinances, cleansings, and eatings of meats and holy days and all of that. They served God through religiosity. So he is laying a case for faith, because the whole notion that faith is what it takes to please God was a new idea. You mean I don't have to bring no turtle doves, no goats, no peace offering, no wave offering, no drink offering? You mean I don't have to slay the lamb? You mean I don't have to put any blood on the doorpost? He said, faith will bypass all of that. It was shocking stuff to hear it after years of being groomed with works. Works have been grooming them for years. It's the Day of Atonement. It's the Feast of Pentecost. It's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It's this day. It's that day. Wear white linen. Come before him this way. Back up into his presence. Light the incense. And faith just blotted all of that out. And said, you don't have to do any of that if you believe me. Woo! Good God of mercy. So he's laying a case for faith, and I want you to understand that. And then he goes on to lay, he said, for by it, the elders obtain a good report. Now, what he's trying to say, this is not a new idea. It is coming to fruition now, but it has been being developed all through your Judaistic history. He said, your elders obtained a good report by faith. It was never the works they did that got them favor with God. It was the faith they had to do the work. By it, the elders obtained a good report. By it, say that with me. By it, the elders retained a good report. Oh, my God, that's shouting stuff right there. That means, okay, you never came to class. You never turned your homework in. You're down to the end of the 9 weeks course. You're going to flunk the semester. And the professor says, if you smile at me, I'll count it as an A. That's what to obtain
a good report. He didn't say the elders were good. He said that by faith, the elders obtained a good report. I did everything wrong and I still got a good report. I messed up on every decision, but I still got a good report. Lord have mercy. That's some shouting stuff right there. By it, the elders obtained good report. See, God is really into your perspective. You serve God every time you submit to a higher perspective. Abraham, you know Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Lion Abraham.
Lion.
That's the one I'm talking about. The one who married his wife and then said she wasn't his wife. Lion Abraham. God told Abraham, if you believe me, I will count it as righteousness. I will count it as righteousness. I need a Bible class to do that. I can't do this in a Sunday morning. See, let me tell you something. This whole accounting thing, I saw Susan over there somewhere. I need a good old accountant. Accountants, you know, they do things differently. Because the accountant will tell you how much profit you made. But the figure they give you is not always what you see left in the bank. So when they tell me that this is the profit, I say, where the money? But see, accounting is about where you count it. Not where it is, it's where you count it. You might have spent the money, but it's still counted as profit. You might have bought more pews, but it's still counted as profit. It's not in the bank account, but it counts as profit. God said, you didn't do right, but I'll count it as right. Come on, talk to me. Come on, talk to me, church. I know your little dirty secret. The one that don't nobody know with your holy self that you do. And if I would judge iniquity, I would have cut you off. But if you believe me, it will be counted. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Abraham believed God. And it is counted unto him as righteousness. He's not right, but it was counted as right. Got credit for it. It's counted. Let me show you why faith is important. Works is based on my integrity. Faith is based on his integrity. To not believe God is to suggest that he's a liar. And God said, I'm not a man that I should lie, or the son of man that I should repent. He said, your salvation can't be based on your works, because frankly, you don't have no integrity. You don't even keep the promise you made to yourself. So I know you're not going to keep the promise you made to me, but faith ties into my integrity. Good God of mercy, I feel like teaching this thing. God can't lie. It is the one thing that it said it was impossible for him to do. It is impossible for God to lie. And he says, when you believe me, it means that you have tapped into my character. And not my gifts. You're not serving me. Cause I took your fever away. You're not serving me cause you got a new car. You're not serving me cause you got a new job. You're not serving me cause everything's going right in your life. You are serving me because you know that I am holy. You know I am righteous. You know I am just. You know I am pure. You know my heart. They know my ways. You know my heart. And Abraham, check this out, became the friend of God. Now, you ain't got no better friend. Choshata. than to be a friend of God. Abraham became the friend of God just because he believed it. Now, then he goes to this thing. Watch this. Through faith, we stand under the truth. Now, this is the truth that he says, that the worlds were framed. That the worlds were framed by the word of God. Okay. I need 16 men up here. 16 men. Eight on one side and eight on the other. And I want you to face each other. Eight on one side and eight on the other till you're facing each other. Now, you got me framed in. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Okay. I can't go but so far because you got me framed in. That I would do, I can't do because you got me framed in. I can't get out of control because you got me framed in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And devil, you can't get to me either because you got me framed in. Tell three people and tell them I've been framed in. I've been framed. 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 Now watch this, watch this, watch this. Now, I'm going to take you deeper. Can I go deeper? The word worlds there is not cosmos for planets. It is eon for ages. So, through faith we understand that the ages, time, is framed by the word of God. Yesterday, today, forevermore, it's all framed by the word of God. The word of God has got control of my now, my then, and my tomorrow. So, when God speaks a thing, he speaks eternity into it. Because he is an eternal God. The reason all of my children are African American is because I love Asian people, the beautiful long hair and everything, but I cannot have an Asian child because it is not authentic to my core. You can only produce what you are. So watch this. An eternal God cannot speak a temporary thing. Come on with me. So, when God speaks a thing, I don't care what time in your life it is. Hey, shout out. God said, I got you framed in. I don't care what season it is. I don't care what stage of life you're in. You can be at the beginning of your life. You can be in the winter of your life. He said, I took all of that in consideration when I said, let there be. It was let there be. My word is eternal because I am eternal. And I got you framed in. I got you framed. I got you framed. Now, watch the frame. Watch the frame. The frame is two-dimensional, okay? It lets me know that anything that has got frame has got space. So this is grace. Grace gives me space. Before I hit the frame, I got grace. I got a certain amount of room.
Yes, sir.
I got a certain amount of grace. I can kind of hang out. I can kind of chill out. I can do my thing. I can do anything I want to do until I get ready to do something that will mess up the picture and then the frame. The frame won't let me out. 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 Because see, the reason the frame won't let me out is that I'm pushing against the frame with my will. But the frame is founded on God's will. So you know if my will hits God's will, you know which will is going to win. We've got to stop there. It's been a real joy and a real delight to share the word of the Lord with you. Faith is not contagious. You don't get faith by being around faithful people. You have to choose yourself to walk by faith. Invest in yourself and allow faith to become a rich and exuberant part of your life by taking this word in and allowing it to penetrate the very depths of your soul. Let me tell you this before we close today. I am real excited about our Pastors and Leadership Conference. And if you're watching and you're a pastor or leader, you need to come away sometimes. You've been feeding other people, but you need to be fed yourself. Changing your perspectives on your situation will change your entire congregation. April 21st through the 23rd, join me at the Pastors and Leadership Conference and allow God to change your perspective. Everything that the enemy is attacking in your life right now, he is attacking to get your faith.
Get ready to see your life framed by faith.
I'm pushing against the frame with my will, but the frame is founded on God's will. If my will hits God's will, you know which will is going to win.
For your gift of any size, you will receive Faith as a Perspective on CD.
If you grew up in fear, you see God as a disciplinarian. But if you grew up in favor, you say, I know he likes me. He said, you got to walk in the room like you know you're my child.
And when your gift is $70 or more, you will receive Bishop's entire four-part DVD series, Framed by Faith, and this beautiful miracle journal.
God can't prosper what you won't do. If you don't build it, he can't bless it.
And when your gift is $160 or more, you will receive the Framed by Faith 4-message DVD set, the Miracle Journal, and the NIV Live Experience Bible resource that includes the complete NIV Bible on 79 CDs, digital downloads of the audio, the NIV Live mobile app, and much more.
Your faith snatches the promises. Your faith embraces the Word of God. It is your faith. Is there anybody in here that's got faith?
Nothing can stop you when you're framed by faith.
Through faith, we understand that our ages are framed by the Word of God. There is nothing that God didn't take in consideration when He saved you. Nothing about your past, nothing about your present, and nothing about your future. An eternal God has offered you everlasting life. He has taken your future in consideration when he saved you. God is never caught off guard. This is the